Connecticut Western News, Canaan, Connecticut, Thursday, August 26, 1920, page 4 editorial, Votes for Women. The inevitable has happened. The legislature of Tennessee has ratified the 18th Amendment, granting equal rights at the polls to women, which marks the end of a fight by prominent women throughout this county, extending more than 60 years. Note, the amendment was incorrectly identified as the 18th instead of the 19th in this editorial. The battle is over, and they who have used suffrage as a means for diversion may now turn their attention to the political side of it, whereby we shall expect to vote for our leading woman in place of commonplace man. This is not sarcasm. As we fully expect that women office holders will be a common occurrence during the next few years. On the impulse of the moment, one is naturally pleased, along with the women, that the long contest has reached a conclusion. But after second thought, we wish the coming years could be passed while the necessary adjustments are being made. The questions involved are at present puzzling many of the most able lawyers, while it is also true that reconstruction or readjustment must bow. Take the hand of suffrage on one side and prohibition on the other of its weary journey through the coming few years until these infants can care for themselves. What effect the women's votes will have at the polls in November is pure conjectural. Democrats claim that it was through their efforts the amendment was finally passed, while records show that the legislatures of 29 of the states were Republican, leaving only 7 Democratic. This should have some influence on the new voters, who will be divided principally between the two great parties, as we cannot picture but few women voting the socialist ticket. The news has been opposed to suffrage and has not hesitated to say so. But now that it has come, we shall do everything possible to assist our women voters during election, and also agree not to sling mud at any woman who runs for office.